Hey, good morning. This is Wayne with howtosellyourcoaching.com. So guys, doing a little rebranding and a little rebranding. So here I am driving in my car. So there's no intro, there's no exit, you know, music and all that fun stuff. I love that stuff, actually. I love the energy of it. But hey, it's just me in the car. I'm actually teaching on prospecting this morning. I'm teaching on prospecting and using automation for prospecting here at a local real estate office. And so I just grabbed a bagel and some coffee, and we're going to drive and eat and talk and record a podcast and be safe all through the process. So today I want to talk to you about something real simple, though, and that is rebranding you, rebranding yourself. So if you listen to this podcast over the last few years, and some of you have, it really began with Prosper with Wayne. My website was Prosper with Wayne. It was creating health, wealth, and happiness in all areas of your life. And I still believe in that. And you'll still hear me say that sometimes. Because I believe in creating health. And what I mean by that is being proactive with our health. Being proactive. Taking moments a day, literally. And just, you know, getting your mindset straight. Getting your body in shape. Eating the right things. Walking away from the unhealthy. Yes, I'm having a bagel this morning. But walking away from the unhealthy, supplementation, and making sure that your health is there. Wealth. Number one, you have to handle the money thing. I think it was Grant Cardone says, handle the money thing. Handle the money. Get the money right. Get the money right in your life. If it takes you $60,000 a year to live, you need to make 80. If you make, you need to make 120, actually. You need to double what it takes to live, period. If it takes you $50,000 a year to live, you need to make 100. If you're living on 100 a year now, and you need to be at 200. Double the money, period. Double your money. And live within your means, but double your money. Go create health, wealth, and then happiness. Listen to me. Happiness equals, you know, progress equals happiness. Another Tony Robbins quote. I'm Tony this morning for some reason. But progress equals happiness. Where in your life are you making progress, because that is where you will find happiness. Also, learning to control your state, learning to find that place of true happiness, not manufactured BS, but true happiness in your life and purpose. And then learning to anchor that state, And I'm going to teach you on that today, but anchoring that state so you can control your state management with the ebbs and flows of life. You can control your state to make sure you're always productive and you are prospering. Now, that was creating health, wealth, and happiness. Then I began to, we opened up the Life Coach Certification School, which, by the way, guys, we're shutting down. We're shutting down. So if you're in, you're grandfathered in, you always have lifetime access and updates, we're closing that down. It will be, when I say closing it down, it'll be part of the Wealthy Coach program, but it will not be sold separately anymore. So if you want to jump on board, you need to get in touch with me now, like right now. Okay. So we walked into the Life Coach Certification Program. And you, those of you who've gone through our certification program, you know it's literally, and I can say this, I truly believe it's the best, if not the best, one of the best in the market, because we teach a five-step system to coaching. We teach a five-step system that is based on helping people through different areas of life. And again, we're going to talk about temperament and so forth. And the important part of that is, we can truly work with people in all areas, and their, again, health, and their identity, and their purpose, and their finances, using this model. Now, but my real passion is really helping people succeed. So I want people to become coaches, but we are now branding ourselves, rebranded, changing. Something that I've done more one-on-one, we're going to start doing on a bigger scale, and that's selling your, how to sell your coaching. So literally the website is howtosellyourcoaching.com. If you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a market, you provide marketing solutions, whatever it is that you provide to people, we're going to provide you with solutions on how to reach more people, create and attract, create clients and attract clients. Does this make sense? So I literally, while I'm literally riding down the road now to this meeting, I'm looking at all the signs. This political season, obviously, and there's political signs everywhere. Let me tell you the nonsense behind it. I mean, I know name recognition. Here's Perry. Here's Kern. There's Pete. Didn't Pete just drop out? These are a lot of local people, though. Here's Janice Kavanaugh. There's Rhodes. There's Betts. There's Horton. I don't know. None of these. They're just like, they get the name. And I know there's science behind that. But let me tell you something. They're doing a really, really poor job of convincing me based just upon a name. Does that make sense? What is their promise? How have they branded themselves? We have to be real clear on this. When you're working with people, how are you branding yourself? What are you doing? And is it, what are you going to do in the next season of your life? What's your plan for the next season of life? Very important. And so I want to think about this. We're rebranding ourselves, so we're being very clear, very transparent on this. You know, creating health, wealth, and happiness. And that is our goal. That is our purpose. But we're going to do it through selling of coaching and consulting. So, who are you reaching? Who are you reaching? And here's the key. When you are as big, so let me rephrase this. Why are we rebranding? Because this is going to help you. When you are as big as a Tony Robbins, then it's really easy to create a program, like what it was a couple years ago on money. He got a book and he did a whole program about it. It's really big. He can talk about wealth because he's wealthy. He can talk. Then he may wait a few months and he may come out with a nutritional supplement. I knew he used to have a nutritional line. Not sure if he still does, because he has, you know, a big enough audience. When you have millions of people that are looking at you, you only need a few of those to follow you. Does that make sense? Okay, a few of those. If you got a million people and you can get 1% of them to buy your product. But until you're as big as Tony, and this is the problem, guys. This is the problem I fell into, and a lot of other coaches, where you attempt to be all things to all people. You've got to hone in. You've got to really hone in. Does this make sense? And the number of coaches, I could call you out and with accolades for what you're doing, and some of you call you out and say you're doing it wrong. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to say, hey, let's look at who you're going to help. So who am I going to help? I'm going to help coaches, consultants. And now, listen, would that mean there's some salespeople in there? Sure, I'm going to go teach real estate now. I have my hand in real estate, okay? But here's the thing. What are these realtors? What is a realtor anyway? A realtor is a coach. They're coaching their clients. They're coaching their clients. They're consulting with their clients. They're salespeople. Makes sense? But this is what they are, and that's what their job is. And so it is with you. Determine who you're going to help. Are you going to be a fitness coach? Are you going to be a healer? Are you going to be a SEO analyst / salesperson? Or are you going to be in, you know, what are you going to sell? Are you going to sell real estate? I enjoy real estate and real estate coaching because I love listening to, it's not about buying or selling investment or properties. That's just paperwork, guys. It's the emotions of people that move in it, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish. Are you with me? And that's what we are working on here. So, guys, I just want to say I appreciate all of you. HowToSellYourCoaching.com. Go check it out. The website's going to be rebranded, but you can go down, you can watch our webinar. You can grab a hold of our book, the book, LifeCoachLifestyle.com. We have a new book coming out in just a few weeks. It's going to be a game changer. And let me know how I can help you. Finally, jump on a call with me. Go to CallWithWayne.com. CallWithWayne.com. It's going to open up my schedule. When you jump on my calendar, let me know how I can help you. Okay? And I'll be here for you. Anything I can do to help, that's what our goal is. Let's just get on the phone and see what you need. All right, guys, I am stuck in traffic. Looks like prayerfully not a bad accident, but it does look like one. So I am going to end the podcast. Make it a great day. CallWithWayne.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and God bless.